This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's a Friday. Time to get our best bets with our friend, the prop queen, Ariel Epstein, who joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Ariel, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. And I know you love baseball. And having baseball on TV and spring training baseball is great. And we get closer to the start of the season, so I would assume you're starting to get fired up.
Oh, absolutely. Happy Friday, everybody. Yesterday, I realized that I was 3 weeks away from being at Yankee Stadium for opening day. I cannot wait. It's such a holiday in my family. My dad, who everyone who's been listening to this radio station knows, grew up in Pikesville, Maryland.
Yeah.
He's a diehard Orioles fan. But because I was raised by a family of baseball lovers, despite the fact my dad moved all the way to New York for my mother, who they met at UMD, my dad still dies to go to opening day. He asked me this year, he said, "So are we going?" And I was like, "You want to go to Yankees opening day?" He's like, "Absolutely, I want to go. It's opening day."
We're all fired up, 20 days away, but the O's, of course, start in Toronto. But let's get to your plays in the NBA tonight, Ariel. We got two teams on the complete opposite ends of the spectrum, Cavs taking on the Hornets. What play do you like in that one?
Yeah, so I love doing this on my newsletter at thepropqueen.com, where I compare the trees of the Cavs, so Jared Allen and Evan Mobley. They're up against the Hornets team that has been struggling on the boards. I mean, this year, they're not only bottom 10 in rebounds allowed. Since the All-Star break, they're allowing the second most rebounds per game to their opponents, the Hornets. So, of course, you look to the bigs in Cleveland. Comparing the two of them in these spots, Evan Mobley, his offense shines. Allen is going to be underneath. It's going to be, Mark Williams is out, the center for the Hornets. So you're going to get someone like Yusef Nurkic. Nurkic is going to be on Allen. Whoever is up against Mobley is going to be a complete mismatch. Mobley is great at shooting the ball, especially from the mid post. So he's going to be able to do that against anybody on this small Hornets team. Take Mobley over his points. He's averaging just over 18 points a game against teams that struggle rebounding the ball, which means they're probably teams that don't have as much size.
I'm watching a lot of basketball these days, Ariel, but I got to be honest with you. It's going to take a lot to make me watch the Utah Jazz and the Toronto Raptors tonight. Can you give me a reason to keep an eye on that ball game?
It's funny you say that because it's really tough. I mean, the Jazz are just absolutely plummeting and tanking right now. But you can find edges without players. For example, the Utah Jazz are going to be, again, without their power forward, Lauri Markkanen. Without Markkanen this year, the center, Kessler, he's been doing great. He's averaging just under 15 points a game and just over 13 rebounds without Markkanen. Now, Kessler is going up against this Raptors team that's also pretty small. They're without their center, Jakob Poeltl. Jonathan Mogbo also, like, just broke his nose, so yeah, he's going to be out. In games without Poeltl this year, against Toronto, centers are averaging 15 points a game. With a points prop of 12.5, I'll take the over on the Jazz center, Kessler, at 12.5. I think he should have about 14, 15.
We're talking to Ariel Epstein's Inside Access here on The Fan. One more for you, and it's another hate watch. It's the Spurs and the Kings. What is it you like in this one?
Hey, guys, don't yuck someone's yum.
No.
These are the games that you salivate over. The sportsbooks don't want to watch it either. They're watching all the other games. You don't want to watch it? The sportsbooks don't care about it. I care about it because we're going to make some money.
Yes.
So you're going to take advantage of a San Antonio team that also has no size. They lose Victor Wembanyama. So we're going to look at the side for the Kings where they don't have Sabonis. So now you have Jonas Valanciunas who comes over from Washington. When I looked at all the games, yes, the Spurs have been allowing the third most rebounds per game overall this season, third most since the All-Star break, losing Wemby. But I looked at their last few games, and they're not allowing for a big to have like 12, 15, 20 rebounds. They're allowing the Spurs to have a lot of rebounds for a lot of different players. So I was looking down the list. Okay, if it's not Sabonis, who's out? If it's not Valanciunas, who's next? Their small forward, Keegan Murray. Now, Keegan Murray has faced teams without Sabonis this year. He had 6, 7, 12, 5, and 3 rebounds. Mm. His rebound prop is 5.5. And he's getting a team that can't rebound anyway, and it's only going to be Valley. So give it to Keegan Murray. He's going to get some rebounds tonight. Take his over 5.5 boards.
Like it.
Bear Opstein, let the people know where they can find you.
Check out thepropqueen.com, adding all this baseball stuff, too, in the next couple of weeks, which is going to be so exciting. First, I'm going to tell people, though, for free, if you just subscribe to thepropqueen.com and you click newsletter, I'm going to give out all my MLB futures.
Oh, Ariel, nice. Awesome. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
It's Best Bets with Beltway Ben Hall on 105.7 The Fan.
The quickest trigger this side of the Mississippi.
You don't have to tell him
that
twice.
Perfect time.
Beltway Ben Hall. What are you looking at this weekend?
I do have one thing I'll start with at 3:30 in college basketball. Illinois State versus Belmont over 151.5. Belmont's games are over this total in 10 of their last 13. They're allowing 78 points per game. That's bottom 50 in the country. And that doesn't always mean bad defense. Like last year we saw with the Terps, they were looked at as a great defensive team. And the argument to that is their offense just really sucks.
Right.
And that's just how the games go. But with how fast Belmont plays, a lot of high-scoring games, it's an MVC tournament game, win or go home, fouling late and earlier than usual probably. It should be tight as it was the last time they played. It was also 159 total points in the last matchup between the two. If you look at Illinois State, they play to a lot of others' paces. 161 against Drake, 166 and 161 against Indiana State, and 160 against UIC. Those were just in their last 10 games. So they will play high-scoring games if the opposing team does. Three NBA plays. Max Christie over 14.5 points. His roles changed and increased a bunch with Kyrie's injury. He's coming off a 16-shot game, didn't go over the total, was well on pace, and then slowed down in the second half. Cleared this in 7 of 13 games since being traded over. All were the first 7, and he slowed down a little bit since, but his minutes are going back up now with Kyrie out. Memphis allows a ton of points, 120-plus points allowed in 7 of their last 9 games. Klay Thompson is going to be the guy they're doing their best to defend, and I think Christie gets going. Next play, Santi Aldama, over 7.5 rebounds, a minus 111. Jaren Jackson's out. Aldama's questionable, but he's expected to play. Dallas has been awful in the glass without AD, Gafford, and Lively. Most rebounds allowed to power forwards and the second most to centers in their last 7. He went over this in his last game that he played. Jaren Jackson also played in that game. With him out, I think Aldama's a little bit more aggressive on the glass, so I like that play. And then my final play, Miles McBride over 13.5 points at minus 110. Jalen Brunson's out. McBride's shot happy. Cleared this total in 3 of his last 10, but Brunson played in all those matchups. Clippers are allowing 32.6 points per game to opposing point guards in their last 7, which is the most in the NBA. So I think McBride's going to take a lot of shots tonight and should clear this total.
That way, Ben, let the people know where they can find you.
At BH Journalist on Twitter. Streams are back.
Yeah!
Nice. Favorite thing. We will be live at 11 tomorrow with college basketball, some regular season stuff with the big teams, and then, of course, we have some conference play and then some NBA props as well.
Love the Beltway stream. That's Beltway Ben. Thank you, as always, sir. Coming up next, though, back to football, league at large, and what's the free agent market for safeties look like? Obviously, the Ravens would like to move Kyle Hamilton back to that sort of joker role. So what's out there? Could the Ravens pounce on someone? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.